Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show. We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hi.
Welcome to our show. In this episode, Jill and I talk about 40 acres for $4,000. Is that too good to be true?
Wow.
Great show today, Jill. Let's take a question posted by one of our members on successplant.com, our free online community.
Cool. Ryan wrote, I just moved back to Denver and the market is crazy. It has been hard to find a place to live for my family and I. So I decided to see if I could use data to doorstep and mailings to get a personal house or duplex property that is at least 20 to 25% discounted.
Wow.
That way I can get in for only the closing costs. I need some help figuring out what criteria to use in data to doorstep to get a highly targeted list. Any help ASAP. Sounds like he's looking for a home, looking for a roof. Thanks, Ryan. Awesome. 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 Awesome.
Couple things to say.
I am so glad that Ryan is understanding the big picture on all of this. Ryan knows how to do this with land. So Ryan, made the natural progression
Is that our rock star, Ryan? That's a guy that kills it. The Ryan that kills it in our group, right?
Yeah. So
there's more than one Ryan, but I know he's doing really well.
Yeah. So yeah, he's obviously going like you and I, you know, years ago said, light bulb went off. I guess if it works for land, it might work for something else.
Yeah, that's what data to doorstep is. It works for all property types, mm-hmm. from vacant land to skyscrapers and everything in between.
Yep.
So yes. So the answer is heck yes, and I'm happy for you. And a lot of our members use it for this. We are in the process of putting together a whole program on how to buy your next primary residence for a lot less than you think. But what I don't understand is that way I can only get it for the closing costs. So
maybe that's the money he's got set aside or something.
Well, I think what he means is the lender is going to let him out of the down payment because he bought it so cheap. And that's, in my experience, is not how it works at all.
Oh, I didn't even read that part of it.
The point to making the down payment is so you got some skin in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're going to sidetrack that, if you found a lender that does this, will you let me know, please?
I love it. Oh my gosh.
Because all we do around here is buy property for, you know, way less than 25% off.
Exactly.
So I guess we could get it off for free then.
Answer the question, Claire.
No, great for, good for you. Primary residence. Our products use, heck yes.
So I guess he's wondering about the criteria. And you know what I would do, Ryan? Go on my, I just put it on there on Land Academy. If you go to data, dig through data to doorstep, you're going to find search criteria list. And you can easily go and print that out and highlight the things that, mm-hmm. that you need to know. So that will help you to go through, because otherwise you're sitting there kind of guessing and going, where's that found and all that good stuff. So you can sit in there, Ryan, and you can isolate a duplex. You can isolate the size of the property. You can isolate how many bedrooms, how many bathrooms. You can even isolate, I don't know if you saw this, you can isolate the direction that the property faces, by the way, which is just mind-boggling. Yeah. You could put in lakefront.
There's a mapping function.
Yeah. You can put in all that stuff. And then you can isolate.
Draw a map around the whole neighborhood you want to live in.
Right.
And send every single house or duplex that's in that area an offer that's 20% less than you think, 25%
right.
less.
You know how to do this, Ryan. You can put in with the capped assessed rate of whatever your
exit
is. I
wouldn't even cap it. For this, I wouldn't cap. It's a whole different sort criteria.
So,
in my opinion, Jill, I wouldn't.
Well, I don't.
I wouldn't even look at assessed value. I would take this. Let's say all the houses are probably different square footage unless it's a master plan community. I would take a look at completed sales and the average price per square foot. Let's say it's $100. And then I would take all the square footage.
There you go. It's the same thing.
Multiply it times 80 if you want it 20% off, or multiply 70. I would go way cheaper than that. And then see what comes back in the mail. Mm-hmm. Somebody's going to sell you their house for 40%. Jill and I, when we do houses, I send it out at between 40 and 60% of ARV, which is, ARV is the the spit shine version of itself that's been cleaned up and like Jillified. You know, it's all perfect and smelling good and perfect. Like Jill.
Thank you.
I'm the 40% version.
No, you're not. You're awesome. So yeah. But yeah, you'll see and you can figure out without a mortgage, all that good stuff. Yay.
Hey, if you have a question or you want to be on the show, or if you want to interrupt Jill like me constantly, call 800-725-8816. Today's topic, 40 acres for $4,000. Too good to be true? This is the meat of the show. Jill knows the answer. We deal with this every day. There's a module that we have taught or mentored or instructed on, where sometimes it's appropriate to raise your prices pretty dramatically because it's just you're just people don't believe it. It's so damn cheap. And that applies to a lot of real. You buy it so cheap, and our rule is to double it. If you're buying a 40-acre property for $2,000 and selling it for $4,000, the first thing people are going to do is say, what's wrong with it? Unless they know us. But this whole show can be summed up like this, or the topic of the show. Sometimes it's important to charge the right amount, way more than you purchased, way more than twice what you purchased, to make the deal believable. Mm-hmm. There are such good deals out there that you get that you just want to price it maybe 20, 30, 40% below market instead of 80% below market. Mm-hmm. Right?
That's true.
This is a technical two. 2 minutes of property investment advice from our 15-year, 15,000 deal experience. Sometimes you're going to get questions. Often you're going to get questions about property. Why is your property so cheap? What's wrong with it? And so, A, have a canned answer, and B, to avoid the question altogether, just price it rationally. Don't price it so cheap unless you're wholesaling it. You know, this is only for retail sales, by the way. You'll never get a question from a wholesale guy about why it's so cheap. He knows.
I've done this, and I actually have had some of our members, too, say this, that they've gone in and repriced things and up the price.
And it sells.
And then it made it better. Totally serious, because like what you just said, that it's – they don't, and I will go in and up it.
Right.
It's great.
Hey, if you have a question or you want to be on the show, call 800-725-8816. Jill, inspire us.
Don't be afraid to be creative.
Yeah.
Jack, what have you done creative recently?
There's a lot of stuff that I do creatively. You know, it sounds silly, but I look at data, how data is used creatively. You know, there's lots of creative ways to get into a database, an assessor's database, the ones that we provided our company, mm-hmm. for our members and use the data. That's kind of what this show is, the question was earlier. You know, creatively use data. You want to buy a house, use it for that. We have a member who's a contractor who's using this data, because it's nationwide coverage, as storm chasing data. Like he'll find a hailstorm. He's a contractor. He's a roofing contractor. Find a hailstorm where it just happened and send letters to everybody about roof damage, like lickety split. Mm-hmm. Like right at the day after the storm, they get a, you know, 2 days after the storm, they get a letter saying, I'm ready to fix your roof.
Exactly.
That's creative.
It is. That's perfect.
I kind of dodged your question.
No, that was great. You know, you're good at thinking on your feet, Jack. I got to tell you this. You're really good at that.
That's creative.
Yeah, that is creative. That's if you are wondering, we do not rehearse this stuff at all.
Oh, I'm
we
sure.
We really don't.
Everybody knows that.
Okay. And you think they can tell?
Here they go again. Unrehearsed.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Oh, my goodness. They'll never be car talk. I don't know.
I never looked at myself as creative ever until maybe the last few years.
You know what's funny about that?
Because of accounting, you know?
I
have an accounting background.
You are very creative. And here's why. You like to sit. A lot of it's like it's graphics, and you like some of that stuff. You may not, like I said, I don't think you think of yourself as creative, Jack,
right.
But I look at you as a creative, because if in a perfect world, you might like to sit and work on a graphic role. You did our logo, all of our logos.
Mm-hmm.
Those are all you.
Yeah, we could have subbed that stuff out. You're right. I don't know.
You enjoy that. You're good.
There's some hobbies I have that, I mean, we could sub a ton of this stuff out. We don't. And I swear, it's one of the reasons that we're successful is because we just have a lot of control. I mean, there's a lot of stuff we sub out, but we have a lot of control over the creative stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's important. There's a lot of things. Like some people teach this. to outsource data, to how you manipulate and download data, which is the craziest thing in the world to me.
Mm-hmm. You don't need to.
I mean, you live and buy, die. You live and buy, die in your career at, as a real estate investor by the data that you choose to get in the mail. Mm-hmm. And so if you're going to hire somebody to do that, it just it seems crazy.
It's true. Like you said something the other day about that. How do you know that the first 10 lines are perfect and they didn't just fluff off the second, the other, you know, 2,000?
Yeah.
So.
You know, I like everybody cooks some version of cooking, whether it's opening a can and eating it without even warming it up, which I do all the time. Or it's like, you know, if I want a good French meal, I'm not going to learn how to do that. I'm going to go to the restaurant and have somebody who's an expert at it. They're going to make it for me and I'm going to pay a lot.
Mm-hmm. Happily.
Yeah, because that's their creativity, not mine.
Exactly. We know
there's a lot of stuff in life you need to look at that. Like some stuff, when you're starving, open a can and eat it. You know, don't outsource that.
Well, my part is too about being creative. There's a lot of benefits that come from that. Doing something creatively might take your mind off things and just help your psyche and stuff like that too. I know I'm getting kind of deep, but it really does help. I mean, when you can get, I watch you, Jack. I watch you. Your creativity is your data, like you're talking about. It really ties in. You get lost in it.
Yeah.
You can't. How many times do I come up to you and I really don't mean to? I walk in your office. Serious, this happens all the time. I walk in your office and I really try to make noise. Seriously.
You're right.
And you jump.
It scares the hell out of me.
You know, because you're so into whatever you're doing and it's
how,
really
how
healthy
this became
and good.
A show about me.
I like it.
I look at you as 10 times more creative than me.
I'm not.
Oh, yeah, you are.
I don't know.
You are, Jill.
Maybe I'm creative at bending the rules.
I mean, you're. When you're, you know, your creativity comes out with people.
Hmm.
You know, mine comes out with, my head's in a computer screen, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can, if a conversation is not going in a direction that you think it should go in, and I'm not just talking about sales, although it happens there too, you can very creatively bring it back around pretty quickly.
Thanks.
So that's, you know, this is a pat each other on the back show.
It is. I appreciate that.
I just threw up in my mouth a little
bit. I'm getting a little all warm and fuzzy.
I hear radio.
Oh my gosh.
I hear cell phone clicking, turning off.
Oh my gosh.
All over the country right now.
I'm just thinking our staff is rolling their eyes like, here they go again.
We heard, you know, every once in a lot, often our regular friends, long before the show, they don't know we're doing, it comes out. Last night we met somebody that we've known, Jill and I have known for a lot of years, and told him that we do a show. And his jaw dropped.
Oh, it's hilarious.
I'm sure he's listening to this now.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Mm-hmm. It's so funny. What do you guys talk about?
Yeah.
That was so funny.
Hey, join us on another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information. It's me.
And inspiration. That's me.
To get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Create, be creative, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have somebody asked me, you know, one of our direct competitor was my first student.
Mm-hmm.
And people say, what happened, man? Did you guys have a breakup or something? I'm like, no. But he has no creativity, truly. And I'm not busting on him.
Yeah.
You know, there's a huge, he's the hardest worker I've probably ever met. There's no more hardworking guy. He and I were at an investment bank together. I was on one side, he was on the other. Every single month, he won the award for like number of calls made and all of it. Every single month that I was there.
How did you do, Jack?
I did. I mean, I was in a different, he was on a buy side, I was on the sell side, and I won the award on that side too.
Well, you know, what's funny. That's how I see it. Like his was a number. That's the way he thinks.
Yeah.
I know this true
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
I know this in his day world right now because of what you share with me.
Uh-huh.
He is all about numbers, and we're all about not numbers. You know, we're creatively helping people, doing it a different way.
We could, man, you know what? I'm going to say this. We could triple the amount of money that we make overnight, but I don't think it would reach as many people. I don't think it would help as many people, and that's not why we're doing this.
Right.
So it's not... We're not trying to maximize revenue for this, for Land Academy, we're not. For a bunch of other stuff, we are. But this is a way to you know, create a community where we can all do deals together. We do more deals now because of Land Academy than we ever did.
Mm-hmm.
So
exactly.
I love your creativity thing. It's really, really important. It's important to have a crazy imagination. Every company starts that way. Like, wow, what if we did this?
Right.
Everything does starts that way. What if we sent a bunch of, I had this moment a lot of years ago. What if we sent a bunch of offers to people that own all this property just to see if they want to do it? And then, so I did, and I did it all wrong. I think I actually sent out postcards. I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. But you didn't drive for dollars.
No. No, I never did that. The only time I ever drive for dollars is when I'm like at a relative's house out of the state or something, and I'm so bored, I'm sitting there at the coffee table.
Yeah.
I gotta go do something, then I drive around and look at real estate.
Right.
And I catch myself going, I'm doing it.
Right. It's funny.
Hey, thanks for the compliments.
Welcome.
You do smell nice, by the way.
You're awesome.
Information and inspiration. I just got flustered by your awesome thing. Thank you, Jill. Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cash Flow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening.
Let's go buy some property.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.